We're going to talk today about something that I think the majority of us experience, but very few of us will admit to. And that is that voice inside your head that talks to you all the time. You hear voices in your head, don't you? I know I do. I know Richard Burke from Safe Harbour does. And Richard joins us now in studio. Hey, Richard, how are you doing?
Good, Ian.
It's something, as I say, that few of us want to actually admit that we hear voices in our heads. But everybody does, don't they? Everybody does have this little kind of chatter going on.
We all have constant conversations. I have great conversations with myself. Every single person has a conversation with themselves all the time.
Right.
And it's constant. And it's really, really important. And it's, I go so far as saying it's probably one of the most important things that we've ever discussed on your show. And the reason being is because, you know, some of the images I've given you over the years of your mind being like a computer system, like a hard drive and a screen, or your mind being like an iceberg.
Yeah.
Well, the one I want to give you is your mind is like having a huge elephant as your subconscious mind, and the rider is your conscious mind.
Right.
So the rider and the elephant start talking, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
So if I was to give you a compliment and say to you, Ian, you're quite a fine man and you're a fantastic broadcaster, etc., etc., you can actually take that compliment. So that's the rider listening to the compliment. You can take that compliment and you give it to the elephant. You give it to your own subconscious mind. And if you're insecure, you can say to your own subconscious mind, the elephant, I don't mind him, he's just being nice.
Mm-hmm.
So the reality that we create for ourselves is really the internal conversation that we have. And it's really important.
So what you're saying there is you have to listen very carefully to what you're saying to yourself and how you're saying it. Because that... If you look at that and if you were to kind of record it and listen back to it as if it was somebody else's conversation, you'd probably be able to tell a lot about that person just by listening
Absolutely.
To it.
Absolutely. Like what most people don't realise is actually quite a scary thought is that your mind is just a collection of your thoughts. Your mind is the home where your thoughts live. That's all it really is. And if you imagine the conversation is always two-way. When a baby is born, a baby doesn't have intelligence, but it still has a subconscious mind. A baby is pure elephant.
Yeah.
It's just a pure aid.
Sure.
So what happens is a baby will cry until it gets a drink, even though it doesn't know what the word thirsty means.
Yeah.
So it has an understanding. And if I could speak Japanese and Chinese and French and German, then all my kids could speak those languages. Why? Because there's no rider. So the information all floods directly to the elephant. What happens then in around the age of two, theoretically, is the child starts to get a rider for his own rider. And this is what we call a terrible twos, because there's a conversation for the first time and the child starts to think for himself.
Yeah.
And then the rider starts talking to the elephant. So the rider's the logical part of your mind.
Mm.
So here's this elephant, it's 2 years old, and says, I want to write with these crayons all over the wall.
Yeah.
You know, and the rider says, no, you can't do that because daddy will kill me again.
Yeah.
And all of the frustration starts. Yes. So this conversation continues until the day you die.
Mm.
It's a constant conversation. And if you're talking negatively to yourself all the day, sometimes people say, I had a good day today, as if it's mysterious, as if it's something that's sucked in out of the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Like, we all have good days and bad days, but it actually could get inside your own mind. You had a really bad conversations with yourself all day yesterday, and today you're going to suffer for it because the elephant's kind of reminding you of all the stuff you told him.
Yeah, turning it back up again. Yeah. Just carrying on talking about the two-year-olds and the children and their transition from elephant to elephant and rider.
Yeah.
How can we as parents influence that journey, or the positive, to have your a happy elephant as opposed to an unhappy elephant?
It's a very good point, because it's all about positive reinforcement. Like, and it's not just about your intention, it's about how you actually say it, the language you use. So we have a 2 year old, and we say to him, Ian, you won't spill that milk, so you won't. What's happened is he's actually. The elephant is rehearsing not spilling the milk and then trying to avoid it.
Yeah.
So he's going to spill it.
Mm.
And we all kind of know this to be true, but our intention wasn't for the child to spill the milk.
Yeah.
But we've actually told him indirectly to spill the milk. So what you say to him is, Ian, you will be careful with that milk, won't you?
Yeah.
So what the elephant is doing is you're painting a different picture in his mind.
Yeah, yeah.
And what happens is the reality matches the image that you have in your mind.
And should you be full of constant praise for your child?
Not at all, no.
No?
No. No, like you can't praise bad behaviour. You can't praise things that are... That are done incorrectly. But it's a case of kind of giving, you know, the kind of sandwich approach.
Mm.
Like the good news, here's what you do.
The
good.
SH1T sandwich is the
The middle bit then, which is the crap bit in the middle.
Yeah.
You should have done this. And the follow-up part then is the good news as well. So it's all about reinforcing positive behaviour. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. There's also... just getting back to what we were talking about ourselves and talking, and voices in our heads, exactly. It just popped back in and said, tell him about that now. In Buddhist meditation, there's a thing called the metta bhavana, right? And what the metta bhavana is, it's a loving kindness meditation. So what you do when you sit down is, you know, normal meditation is just observing your breath going in and out or on a mantra or whatever it may be. This one's a little bit different in that you offer love, real positivity, love towards yourself, first of all, and then towards somebody who you do actually love, your wife, your husband, your mother, child, whatever it may be. Then to somebody that you meet occasionally along the way, like the person that sells you your cup of coffee in the morning, yeah. That type of person. And then somebody you have a real problem with, right? Mm-hmm. You're giving them the same love as you are giving to the person that you really do love, like your daughter, your son, whatever it may be. But to do it to yourself is actually nearly harder than to do it to the person that you have enmity towards.
Yeah, we tend to do that, don't we?
Yeah, but it's practice again. The more you practice it, the easier it gets and the more you end up liking yourself.
But we're really bad at it. We're really bad at it in this country. And it's called becoming constructively selfish. And we all have really negative things, associations with this. One of the piece of advice I give my clients is that you should speak to yourself in your head the same way as you speak to your children.
Oh, yeah.
And if you wouldn't say it to your child, then you shouldn't say it to yourself. So even if you make a mistake and you make hames of things, you know, become aware of if you actually have an elephant. Mm. Like, what do? Do you beat the living crap out of him? Do you beat him up and then you wonder why he's depressed?
Yeah.
Do you keep fantasizing about things in the future that haven't happened yet and then you're wondering why the elephant is getting panic attacks? So this internal conversation is hugely important. If you're to just take one piece of advice from this conversation today, is that the conversation you have with yourself when you make a mistake and the advice you give yourself and how you speak to yourself should be exactly the same as you talk to a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old or a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
You wouldn't beat them up.
No.
So, but we beat ourselves up and then we wonder why we end up having problems. So this conversation is hugely important. Mm.
Rule number one, be kind to yourself.
Yes.
Richard Burke from Safe Harbour, thanks for being in. Talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Ian.